Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 136.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by LimeSpot, the leading AI product recommendation software solution for high-growth brands. Their all-in-one platform helps you acquire and convert customers by creating targeted experiences on and off-site. Brands that use LimeSpot see an average increase in revenue of 20 to 28%. Very compelling. They're able to showcase highly relevant products and deliver higher conversions than competitors by leveraging the largest independent AI data set of over 100 billion signals, combining product data, consumer behavior, and trend analysis. The result is deeper engagement, higher average order value, increased revenue, and strong return on ad spend. LimeSpot uses that data to create a customized on-site experience for each shopper throughout their journey, from landing or homepage, through product pages, cart experience, and post-purchase, using recommendations targeted to each customer based on product information, shopper information, and intent. In addition, the platform allows you to layer on targeted experiences based on sophisticated segmentation, giving you the power to personalize emails, collections, upsells, and more based on purchase history, behavior on the website, and customer insight. And that's not all. LimeSpot's newest offering is a very unique Google Shopping solution, the first of its kind in the market. The solution uses AI to enrich the attributes shared with Google, pre-validates and automates your feed, and passes through product and audience targeting information from your website. The result is higher discoverability and an average improvement in return on ad spend of 10 to 26x. Absolutely amazing. From Google Shopping to personalized product recommendations and emails and on-site, LimeSpot ensures every customer has a unique and customized experience. Smart brands truly understand that creating a personalized experience is critical to driving both sales and lifetime value. Get started with LimeSpot today and turn shoppers into buyers. You can check them out at LimeSpot.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Kyle Wong, the founder of Pixly Turn 2. We'll talk about the merger of two companies and kind of what's happening. They really are a UGC, a reviews, and an influencer marketing platform that is helping brands scale word-of-mouth marketing in e-commerce, and specifically more for Shopify brands. This is a great conversation. I know there's going to be a ton of learnings. I did a little bit of prep today to make sure that I had some great kind of impactful questions to ask. So also make sure that you listen to the end of the recording because there is an exclusive kind of a listener-only bonus that's being offered today. So hi, Kyle. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Steve, thanks for having me again.
Oh, I know it is again. It's funny. I was just looking up before recording today and it was on May the 1st, 2019 is when I released my first conversation with you, episode 41. And, you know, here we are almost 2 years later, and I know a ton of things have happened, partly because of the global pandemic, but it's just going to be really great to catch up today. And I'm excited to learn kind of what you've been up to, how you're helping brands. And before we jump into it, let's get some context first, like, because you're part of the Pixly organization. And I think I'd like to share what exactly Pixly is, because I think some people don't know. And then let's talk about the current state with a merger that's happened.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Pixly, we build software that allows brands to use customer stories in their marketing. We believe that as more commerce happens on digital, customers want to see social proof in how other customers are using the product. And what we do is we provide the technology to make that more scalable. In more tactical terms, we provide UGC influencer and community management software to over 1,000 plus brands, including a lot of the top brands in the Shopify Plus ecosystem. But our value prop to them is a combination of one, cost-effective content, two, increased sales, and three, we help them engage with the most passionate customers. And in that Shopify space, as you are very familiar with, emerging brands are really built off of community and advocacy. And what we are is a software that helps make that more scalable.
Yeah, I love that part. And I think that's one thing I've noticed, the conversations I've had with a lot of the brands, they're trying to figure it a way, especially now in the middle of a pandemic. You know, we're finding that, you know, there's not a lot of budgets going around and people can't go to studios and do these proper photo shoots and all these different things, where on the flip side, people appreciate that everybody's at home right now. And to have these kind of raw, authentic kind of user-generated content, it really adds that social proof around conversions. I see them on the product details pages of people doing video or people taking pictures of them using the product. They're not even influencers. They're just people that love the product. And man, that's so helpful. Even in social ads, being able to get access to the rights to this content and then being able to produce social ads or on your product details pages.
I'm not going to lie. I'm so happy to see a lot of the developments that have happened in the market, because when we first started the company, it was right around the time that Instagram came out with the Android app. So a lot of people early on in early days didn't believe in the concept of UGC. And then I think some Shopify stores like Chubby's kind of pioneered some of it, Rent the Runway and other industries. And then over time, a lot of people said, oh, it is obvious that if we can just show real people using the product, it helps us sell more product.
So let's talk about the Pixly Turn 2. I understand, I read the press release in January that Pixly and Turn 2 have kind of officially merged. Just would love to understand that story of, you know, why you made the decision to, you know, join up together and partner with this company.
Yeah, that's a great question, Steve. So Turn 2, for those of you who are not familiar, they provide ratings and review, community Q&A, and checkout comments to a lot of the world's top brands. And a good way to think about kind of our vision for the space, it's really through this lens of customer-powered commerce. And we believe that every marketer and every brand, you always have a combination of paid, owned, and earned media strategy in your portfolio. Right. And earned media from your community is significantly underinvested today. And what we do is we provide that technology to make them more scalable. So for marketers, what that means is a brand can come to us for their UGC, their influence marketing, and their ratings and reviews in one system. Because today, you have to go to three separate products or brands for three separate functions. And we believe that those three things should fit under one roof. And a good way to think about this as well is, on a professional level, a lot of brands have seen the value of ratings and reviews in UGC and influence marketing. And on a personal level, if anyone ever tried to buy a couch during the middle of COVID and quarantine, if you cannot see social proof of real people using the product, it is really hard to buy. So we're really excited about the opportunities that these three main functions provide to potential customers.
No, I love it. I love how it's all coming in together, because I think that's maybe that was a missing piece of the puzzle. And you're right. Whenever I do app audits and take a look to see what brands are using and what their tech stack is, I always ask some of the questions. It's interesting where some of the pieces of their tech don't necessarily talk to other people, or other pieces of tech don't talk to each other. And then knowing that, it kind of has a very fragmented marketing strategy. And so I like the fact that, you know, you're looking more holistically now from the UGC side, you know, all the way through to the reviews, rights management, and that whole process. I think it's very notable that these kind of two companies are kind of working together. And so I'm sure it might be obvious that I think now that these two companies are together now, I just would love to learn about kind of what's new and improved now. I mean, you mentioned some of the things that each of the companies can do separately, but combined together, what do you believe that, I guess, the new Turn 2 company or maybe the new and improved Pixly company, how are they helping Shopify brands today?
When you look at you know, this conversation around consolidation that a lot of folks are having. On one hand, you don't want to be everything to everyone. But for us, we saw that there's a really unique opportunity to be hyper-focused around this amplifying word-of-mouth concept. More practically speaking, if you go to Amazon, you'll notice that reviews, UGC, Q&A are essentially 50% of that PDP page. So for us, we want to be able to provide that for the rest of the 99.999%. And we believe that when it comes to this concept of arming the rebels, community and content are core assets that all rebels should be armed with. When it comes to what the merger allows us to do, I'll give you a couple of examples, because at the end of the day, like, it's better integrations equals better customer experiences equals consolidated costs. So for example, one thing that we do, and we've already had a built already, is a way to visualize ratings and reviews and UGC into one UX experience. So instead of having separate photos and separate reviews, how do you integrate the two for a way that's better for the shopper? A second example is when it comes to creating one content library. Today, you have your reviews and the reviews photos, your UGC and your influencer content, essentially three separate content libraries. And what we do is we now will allow you to use all that content in one content library, so you don't have to go to three disparate sources to get access to that content.
One thing I've noticed too, I did a little research just before recording today, and there's a fairly large Shopify Plus brand called Morphe, and they're a kind of a brush company for makeup, and they're very established on Shopify. And I know that, from what I understand, that they have the complete integration already of both companies together. Are you able to share any details on maybe why they're winning with this kind of 1-2 punch of Pixly and Turn2?
Yeah, so I think at first it starts with their DNA as a company. Their DNA is a very community-oriented, social-first company. It's in their blood, and it's been a big part of their growth strategy over the past couple of years. In addition to that, as being a big community-oriented brand, one thing that they do a great job of is showing diverse content and their diverse customer base in their content. So they were one of the first to really push the envelope when it comes to some different types of creative, especially in the LGBTQ community. What they've also done in terms of integrating Pixly and Turn2 together is they have actually benefited by having a combined UX experience between UGC images and text reviews. And then last but not least, they've also seen a huge increase in conversion on their site, in their Facebook ads, but also in their email campaigns as well. So for them, they aren't just thinking about UGC as a strip of Instagram photos on their homepage. They're truly just thinking about it is, how do I create a more scalable, community-first content strategy? And they're using it across all the digital touch points.
One topic that comes up a lot about UGC, I think people listening today, they see the value and they know, obviously using Amazon as an example, that you're right, there's so much of the product details pages are showing reviews and showing user-generated content. I'm worried about the rights management that goes along with people producing content freely, and you approve it through the tool and the reviews. You can approve these sort of things. But I'd like to be able to figure out, and I know Pixly does this, but I think a lot of people listening today don't realize that there are some legal requirements of people producing user-generated content and then how you can repurpose that through landing pages and through social ads. So can you walk us through how Pixly is able to handle all of this and then what sort of pitfalls if you're not handling it correctly?
To give you a little more additional context, there are three main problems around doing this if you wanted to do this by hand. One, you rightly mentioned, is the legal rights and the legal component, and that's a much larger bucket that I'll expand on in a second. There's the volume, because there's just a lot of content out there that come in a lot of different ways. And then third, it's the complexity of how do you put the content in the right place and ultimately measure it. On the legal complexity side, permission rights is one of the most important things you want to do, because not only is it the right legal thing to do, but secondly, these people who are posting pictures are your most passionate fans and advocates. So the last thing you want to do is to make them angry. What we do at Pixly is we provide the technology to help facilitate the permission rights from these brand fans to use them in the rest of your marketing. But in addition to that, we also help make sure you have ample records of that, because if you didn't use software, then you would need to basically screenshot it, store it in the Google Drive, make sure you have it in your spreadsheet, and lots of fun things like that. But in addition to that, though, Steve, there's also other nuances around permission rights and legal rights that are important. There's the GDPR, there's CCPA, there's the ADA compliance around this. And that's where an area where I see a lot of brands kind of fall short. And that's an area that we help as well. But there's also the takedown notice component, or a scenario where maybe a influencer or a celebrity that you partnered with recently got into a scandal and you need to take down all their images. Or perhaps on a more optimistic note, let's just say that you are partnering with the creator, but you only have the rights to use their likeness until the end of this year. And then once January 1st comes, you need to take down Steve's image from all the different digital touch points that you have. With Pixly, you can just press a button and take down all of Steve's images, whether that's an email or in their store or in ads. Without, you're going to have to crawl basically all of your touch points and try to find every single email, every single ad, every single web page in which you're using Steve's photo.
Okay, so that's good. So Pixly is going to manage all of that. So we have the legal part of it, that complexity, and the permission-based rights management component. And then you're also thinking about, as you said, like, you know, just the compliance of ADA, and then obviously the cookie compliance of GDPR and CCPA. And then what's the third component?
For the first problems, we're talking about the commerce complexity. And a lot of this is just anyone with e-commerce understands that doing things versus doing things well is very different. And there are just so many e-commerce edge cases that you see, especially when you take into account international shipping, where products go out of stock. Products are different sizes in different countries, they're different colors, they have different color variants. And there's a lot more customer touch points than ever before. So we have built out all the integrations with the most common tech stacks out there. And not only have we built out the integrations, we're on V4 or V5 of them. And for any digital marketer or e-commerce manager out there, they're pressed for time. But having good software really makes their team a lot more scalable.
So let's talk about your vantage point, because I recall when I originally interviewed you literally a couple of years ago, we were talking about what success looks like for brands that are connected to Pixly. And obviously you have a lot more case studies and a lot more context now as more and more brands are, you know, making the choice to use Pixly. And now with the Turn2 company too, it's even further. So I just would love to hear from your vantage point about what sort of things should, or successful brands, like what are they doing today to execute that are really helping them to grow and scale?
I'm going to answer this question that's maybe a little bit through the lens of what we've seen recently with COVID, because I think you had mentioned that a lot of brands struggled to produce content during COVID. And we saw a large uptick in our interests and from our brands, because while photo shoots were canceled, they were able to use Pixly as a way to get access to a content library that was very relevant, that also helped them pivot. It's January 1, a lot of people's content calendars didn't have, let me post a bunch of mass pictures on social media and on my website. But what some of our companies were able to do is they were able to use our computer vision technology to search for all images of people wearing masks and then able to quickly deploy that in various different campaigns. And the reason why I give that as an example, Steve, is I think that being agile is one of the lessons that everyone learned in COVID, of how to adapt to this new normal. And a big part of being agile, in my opinion, is having an access to high quality creative that is not just accessible and cost effective, but also taggable and searchable as well.
What about the influencer marketing side? So I have a pretty good grasp, and I think most people now understand the UGC side of, you know, being able to manage all of that. But there also is another major component to Pixly, and that's the influencer side. So are you able to share some of the ideas about, like, how are people able to find influencers, and then how you're able to, I guess, cultivate relationships through the platform?
Yes, absolutely. And what I also do is I'll give an example of some of the interesting innovation that's happened in that market over the last couple of months, because I think that'll be interesting to the listeners as well. Starting in 2015, we built out an influencer part of our platform. And the reason is we said UGC and influencer content, there's a blurriness between the two, and brands should use one platform for both. where the influence of marketing space has expanded and evolved over the past few years is it's starting to fragment into different types of buckets. One example being the brand-focused influencer spend versus the e-commerce-focused influencer spend. And Pixly, obviously, is much better suited for influencer marketing for e-commerce, with both the discovery, the management, the measurement, and amplification of that influencer content. But one thing that we're seeing, for example, a brand like Aloe Yoga, who's one of the most successful influencer marketing companies on the Shopify ecosystem, is they are using their influencer content to also create shoppable influencer landing pages and shoppable influencer emails as well. This is a part of where I think the evolution of that influencer space is going, because there's four main ways to get ROI from influencer content. There's the content ROI, there's the earned media value, there's the traffic and affiliate links, and the fourth one that everyone always forgets is the conversion rate optimization part of this, which is how do you better integrate that influencer content that isn't just on social media into the rest of your content workflows. That's a big part and one of the biggest areas where we've been able to provide value to not just the brands, but also the creators, because the brands get more value from this content because they can then use it to create new pathways to purchase outside of just social media. And the creators, as a result of that, get deeper brand partnerships and ultimately get longer contracts because brands are seeing better ROI. So that's something that, for example, that we've been really excited to be able to help, because what is also impacting this is a lot of the influencer in the UGC community, it's very diverse. And, you know, during the past year, a lot of brands have been looking at ways to better show more diverse customers in their marketing. And we've been able to play a big role in that.
All right. I have another question for you. Shopify recently made an announcement that those that are on Shopify Payments and they have Shop Pay turned on, which is, I guess, our take on kind of an accelerated checkout, kind of logged in experience. And so now you're able to buy in-app now. So instead of it being link in bio and sending people back to the product details pages to buy on a store or on the product page, now you're able to maybe some impulse shopping happening directly in-app. And I think that might be the future of commerce, this social commerce. So what are you seeing on the ground? Do you have brands using it? And just would love your feedback about anybody that is using it and kind of how you believe that Pixly is, I don't know, can offer value to people that may want to choose that method.
Yeah, so this is something we're super excited about, Steve. And the reason is a core value that we provide to brands is the ability to tag their content with products in them. And the more pathways to purchase and the more complexity and the more digital, you know, experiences that are out there, the higher that demand for content, especially tagged content. So when you look at like a lot of the new shopping experiences that various social media platforms are trying to enable, and a lot of them integrated with Shop Pay, content is still a big part of that. And the ability to get tagged content is a big component of that. So where some of these other platforms are not experts on, it's the tagging of the content to products, but that's what we're experts on. So for us, we're super excited about this trend. We think this trend is also really good for the ecosystem. And ultimately, it also further increases that demand for content as well.
So let's talk about the future for, I guess, Pixly and Turn2. You know, obviously, this is an incredible kind of combined team now. And, you know, you're probably sharing a lot of resources and things. But I think it's pretty exciting. Are you able to share any North Stars? I just, end of the day, it'd be nice to understand how you're going to continue to offer value and assistance for a lot of these growing and scaling Shopify brands.
Yeah, so the simplest North Star definition that we believe in is that customer-centric brands need to care about customer stories. And today, we use customer stories for e-commerce and marketing through photos, video, and text format. Over time, there's reason to believe that these customer stories are not just helpful for e-commerce, but also really helpful for product development, recruiting, employee engagement, customer support, really multiple elements of the business. Now, more short term, there's a couple of key initiatives that we have in the company. I'll give you a couple examples. Okay. One is video improvements. So we've already are going to be doing things with TikTok and also live shopping as well, which we've already launched. In addition, we're going to be doubling down on some of our influencer capabilities, because the influencer capabilities don't just help Pixly, but they also help turn to as well, because a lot of brands sample products with different creators to get early reviews for different new products. And the last but not least, on the turn to side, we're very bullish on their community Q&A functionality, which is one of the main reasons why we decided to partner with them. And we believe that when you look at the evolution of text reviews and community Q&A, we believe that there's a huge opportunity to take advantage of the passionate fan base and the brand advocates that you have to not just use reviews as a acquisition tool, but also a loyalty and retention tool as well.
I wonder if there's an SEO component to any of this, because I always think about when you have user-generated content, especially reviews, and now when we think about community Q&A as part of a product details page, do you believe that Google is going to see this kind of metadata and then maybe give it preferential treatment? Because it seems like it's very active and dynamically available when Googlebot comes and crawls that product page.
Well, Steve, I can never tell you exactly what Google is going to do, but I absolutely agree with everything you just said. And for me, a good way I describe Q&A content is it's only so many reviews you can write for a product, right? If I sell you some soap, you're going to maybe write one review for the soap. But you could write 3 to 10 different answers that other people have about that product. And secondly, that content is a very high intent content form that is ultimately useful in many different parts. And the area that you mentioned, Google search, is an area that we're super excited about as well. And anybody who's been on Google recently has seen some of the exposure of different questions and answers in the Google search experience. And honestly, it saves everyone a lot of time. So I totally believe that's the area that the direction of the industry will go. And I hope that anyone listening from Google is thinking the same exact thing.
So how can people learn more about Pixly and Turn2 and maybe the combined energies now of both companies?
Yeah, so pixly.com or turn2networks.com. And also we're pretty active on social media as well, on our Twitter handles at Pixly and at Turn2. And then also if anybody on social media wants to interact with me, if anyone listening to this sends me a DM for the first two folks, I'll send them some free swag. And then we're pretty accessible though, Steve. There's always a way to find us on the internet these days.
And understand that you would like to share an offer for those listening today.
Yeah, so we're offering an exclusive 14-day free trial of Pixly for Shopify merchants. We're going to share the link with Steve afterwards, so you can just click on that. But also, more importantly, we believe in the value of community, first and foremost. So if anybody also just has questions about how do you scale word-of-mouth marketing, how should I be thinking about this content strategy, feel free to shoot us a note or feel free to personally reach out to me as well, because I am absolutely an advocate for Pixly and Turn2. I'm also an advocate for the industry as well. So we understand that folks may not be ready to buy software for this day one, but we believe that the more brands that care about community and word-of-mouth marketing and UGC, the better it will be for everyone.
So that'll be ecommercefastlane.com/Pixly, so P-I-X-L-E-E, and that will redirect that landing page to get that 14-day free trial. Thank you very much for that. You know, once again, I'm excited that you're one of the few founders in the Shopify ecosystem where I've actually recorded a second episode. You know, just for years, I've been doing one a week, now I'm two a week, so I get 104 episodes this year, and let's make this at least an annual event, because I believe, 2 years have passed since the last time we had a chit-chat, and I can see the platform just keeps iterating over time. And now with this partnership with Turn2, it sounds like you're really onto something exciting. And just once again, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And just congrats on the merger. I'm just hoping that today's recording really motivates Shopify brands really to take action and implement your combined solutions. And congrats again.
Thanks so much, Steve. And looking forward to continuing the conversation.
All right. Have a great day. Today's episode was brought to you by LimeSpot, the leading personalization platform for high-growth brands on Shopify. LimeSpot increases your conversions and decreases your acquisition costs by using AI to understand your catalog and your consumers. The result is deeper engagement, higher average order value, increased revenue, and strong return on ad spend. You don't have to take my word for it. Trust the Shopify Plus certification. They have over 1,400 five-star reviews on the Shopify App Store and thousands of satisfied merchants. You can learn more about their incredible solution and Get started today at limespot.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.